Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise can continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34 and 1. This is a day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice in it. Amen. Glory to God. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to welcome our listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook. Tweet them and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Just have a couple of quick announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are Ministries Without Walls, spreading the gospel of Jesus beyond the walls and beyond the pulpit. Amen. Glory to God. We are spreading the gospel all around the world. Amen. Without Walls Worldwide Ministries is under the leadership of Prophet Yvonne Rao, who is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Prophet Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com or connect with her on her Facebook page, Prophet Yvonne A. Rao, and you can leave her message there. Amen. Glory to God. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under her leadership. Amen. An awesome woman of God. Also, Prophetess Yvonne has several ministries that she has launched out. Our Power, amen, that comes on every Sunday evening from 6 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half hour is the Prophetic Corner with Prophetess Martha, amen, from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do hope and pray that you tuned in to the show today. It was on fire. Amen. She was preaching from Romans, the second chapter. The title of the message is Practice What You Preach. Amen. Glory to God. Practice what you preach. Are you preaching? Are you practicing what you're preaching? Glory to God. Awesome message. You should be able to listen to her message. If you missed the live show, she should have her show on her Facebook page, and I have also put it on my Facebook page and Google Plus and Twitter. So you got an opportunity to go back and hear that powerful word from the Lord, a much-needed word. Amen. Glory to God. Are you practicing what you preach? Glory to God. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Our Ministry Lane is the host of the second, the last 30 minutes of the Hour of Power from 6:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Glory to God. Also, we want to remind you of one word from the Lord. It's on every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want your time zone, the prophetess usually have them listed on her page. Amen. Glory to God. I use 11 o'clock p.m. because that's my time. It's easier for me to remember. Hallelujah. So we encourage you to tune in every Tuesday night with the president and founder of Without Walls show, One Word from the Lord. Amen. And she comes with a ready word, a rhema word. Amen. Glory to God. Also, if you missed last Friday, this past Friday, November the 7th, Friday night prayer conference call, you missed the treat. It was on fire. It was off the chain. Amen. What a powerful word from the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. But we want to encourage you to tune in every first Friday of every month for worship, a preached word, and prayer. We pray for every person that is on the line. Amen. And that's at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every first Friday of every month. Amen. The call-in number is 605-475-4000, access code 494670#. So put that in your phone, lock it in so that you can be a part of the next Friday night prayer conference call. Also, we do hope and pray that you tuned in yesterday Without Walls Worldwide Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A powerful word from the Lord. Amen, amen. You want to get connected to what God is doing with the WOW team. Amen. I am just so blessed and thanking God for my leaders and just being a part of this great team of men and women of God. Amen. Glory to God. With that being said, that's all our announcements for today. So keep that announcement in mind, and I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for life. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. Father God, we just thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father. We thank you for all things, Father, because without you, we can have nothing and do nothing without you, Father. Father God, we just thank you for touching us this morning and waking us up and starting us on our way, Father. Father God, we just give you honor and praise because you are God and there is no other. Father God, we just pray right now for the sick, the shut-ins all over the world, for bereaved families all over the world, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will comfort them in this time, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those that are behind prison bars, Father. We pray for those who are lost, Father, the unsaved. We pray, Father God, that they will come to know you, Father, that they will come to know Jesus, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that they will get sick and tired and sick of time of living their life in sin, oh Father, that they will come out of the world of sin and live for you. Oh, Father God, we pray that they will choose this day to serve the true and living God. Father God, we pray this day, Father God, that they will repent and turn their life around and live for Jesus. Father God, we just give you honor and we give you praise. We worship you, Father, for you are an awesome God and there is no other God. Father God, we just praise and uplift your name on high, Father God, for you are God. You are God, you are God, you are God, and there is no other God. Father God, we just praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, for you are worthy of all our praise for what you have already done for us, oh Father. We give you praise. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for saving our souls. God, I just give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your precious name. All these things we pray in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. My spirit just got a thankful spirit. Just thanking God for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Just thanking him for all things. For he is worthy of all our praises. I'm just thanking right now for meeting all of my needs. Glory to God. For he is such an awesome, 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 awesome God. Oh, yes, he is. He is worthy of all our praises. Amen. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. The message will be coming from Exodus today. Amen. One of my favorite books is Exodus. There's so much power in this book. Glory to God. Hallelujah to his holy name. Hallelujah to Jesus. The book of Exodus is a book about deliverance. Hallelujah. It shows the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The book of Exodus starts off by telling us about Moses, and it began off telling us how Pharaoh had charged all the people, and he had wanted to kill all the boys. He wanted to kill all the boys, but he wanted the girls to live. Hallelujah. This is Exodus 1. Amen. I'm just going to kind of tell the story till we get to our key scripture. Amen. To God. He had spoken to the midwives and told the midwives what he wanted to be done to all the boys. And as the scripture goes on to tell us in Exodus 2, hallelujah to Jesus, that Moses himself would come to know God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Moses himself, so we can kind of tell the story of Moses. Here was Moses. He was a child of a Hebrew. Hallelujah to Jesus. But he grew up in the palace. Hallelujah to Jesus. Before the scripture says that when Pharaoh had made this decree, hallelujah to Jesus, to kill all of the boys, hallelujah to Jesus, the Bible says that Jochebed knew that there was something special about Moses, and that she placed Moses in a basket, and the basket ends up at Pharaoh's palace, and Pharaoh's daughter, he ended up raising Moses. Hallelujah. He was raised in the palace with the Egyptians. Hallelujah to Jesus. So the first 40 years of Moses' life, he spent in the palace. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. He was one of those people that had, hallelujah to Jesus. He had the rich experience in life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because everything that he needed, he had it when he was in the palace. Hallelujah to Jesus. But as we look at the story of Moses, hallelujah to Jesus, we know for a fact by the scripture that Moses was chosen by God to do a great work. Hallelujah to Jesus. But in the scripture, it tells us that Moses had stepped out of time. Hallelujah to Jesus. He was chosen to be the deliverer of the people of Israel, but Moses stepped out of time. He did not wait on God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He then had killed the Egyptian, and he had became a murderer. Hallelujah to Jesus. And then Moses, after he had killed the Egyptian, hallelujah to Jesus, the very people that he tried to help, they said, "Are you going to kill us like you killed the Egyptian?" Hallelujah to Jesus. And when Moses heard that, the scripture says Moses, he fled. And here was Moses in the wilderness. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he was in the wilderness for 40 years. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. But it's in the wilderness while Moses would be commissioned to go into Egypt. Hallelujah to Jesus. And if you would go with me, hallelujah, to Exodus 3. And I'm going to begin reading, hallelujah, at verse number 9. Hallelujah. And the word of God reads, "Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." And verse 11 reads, and it says, "And Moses said unto God, Who am I, that I shall go unto Pharaoh, and that I shall bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly, I will be with thee." God has given him assurance, "I'm going to be with you. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee." Hallelujah. "When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain." Hallelujah. "And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and say unto them, The God of your father has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them?" Verse number 14 in Exodus 3, and hallelujah, and the word of God reads, "And God said unto Moses, I am that I am." What's his name? "I am that I am. And he said, Thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations." Hallelujah. The title of the message today is "I Am That I Am." Hallelujah to Jesus. Well, I want to encourage you in your own devotional time to go back and read the chapter before and the chapter after, so that you can get an understanding of God's word and what God is saying in his word. Hallelujah. I am that I am. Hallelujah.
the I am God, his eternal power, and his unchangeable character and nature. Moses was chosen and sent by the Almighty God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He was commissioned to go. Now the time had come for the children of Israel, glory to God, to come out of bondage. Hallelujah to Jesus. I am that I am sent Moses. He chose Moses before he was even in the other womb for the very divine purpose. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. God had chosen him. And through him, the people of Israel was going to be delivered. Now, I got a question. Did God send you? Did he send you? Did he choose you? Or are you one of those people that just went? Hallelujah. Maybe because you got a line of pastors and preachers and evangelists and prophets in your life. Did God really choose you? Did he send you? Hallelujah to Jesus. Because it does make a difference. Because there's no deliverance somebody just went. Glory to God. There's no healing. There's no deliverance. Because God has not chose that person. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that the great I am that I am chose Moses. Now it was time he was ready. Before he was not ready, nor was it time. Hallelujah to Jesus. Even though Moses knew that he was the deliverer for the people, glory to God. He was a prophet that God had sent up, and that was about to be a deliverance for the children of God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Moses was sent for as the deliverer of the people. And when he met God, hallelujah, as a burning bush, he will come to know his assignment. He will come to know what he was called to do. And God had showed him, and God had told him what he needed to know that I am with thee. See, when God has picked you out, and when God has chosen you, glory to God, he is always with those that he has chosen and those that he has picked. Moses was going to be the stuffer, and what God had called him to do, because God was the one that picked him. The great I am that I am has picked Moses. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. And when Moses had to go back into Egypt, Moses was well equipped, and Moses was ready. Many times we don't want to go down into the wilderness, but it's down in the wilderness that God gets us ready. He teaches us a lot of things down in the wilderness that's going to help us with our ministry, the things that we see, the things that we know, and the things that we learn down in the wilderness. He gives us our time that when we come out of the wilderness, somebody's getting ready to come out of the wilderness, and they're going to do the work of God that the world has never seen before. Glory, hallelujah, with signs and wonders following. But if you just wait, if Moses had just had waited, glory, hallelujah, yes, he was true. Yes, he was going to be sent by God. But at one time, don't move before God calls you to move. Don't move. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. People don't want to wait on the ministry anymore. Glory to God. Oh, God, have mercy. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the Bible says that God prepared him. The great I am prepared him. He sent it. Man didn't send it. The world didn't send it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because if it had been up to the world, if it had been up to man, they would have never chosen Moses. Glory to God. They would have never chosen Moses. Not Moses. Hallelujah to Jesus. Not Moses. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Here come the deliverer. Jesus. Coming into Pharaoh's palace. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He knew the way. of the Egyptians because he lived there among them. Sometimes we're in cases where we got to be among the enemy so that we know how the enemy operates. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't hate your valley experience. Don't hate your wilderness experience. Hallelujah to Jesus. Just know that God is with you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, the great I am that I am, through Moses, was about to do a show and tell. Hallelujah. He was about to show the people of God that he was God. He was going to show the people that he sent Moses the prophet. He was about to show them that he sent Moses as a deliverer. Moses didn't want to go ahead. First of all, he found out he was looking at the things that he wasn't. But God don't never choose who we think should be. He always chooses who we can make them so. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's not who we think. But it's who God says, I am that I am. He told Moses, say, I am, have sent you. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. He was about to show his power in the presence of his children. He remembered the covenant that he had. He hadn't forgotten. Glory to God. They had been admonished for 430 years. God hadn't forgotten. It was just time now. It was time for them to come out. Glory to God. Can't come out of nothing. Listen, bring you out. I am got to bring you out. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. God is showing, is about to show his power through Moses, the one that he sent, the one that he's chosen to go forth. Bible said, many are called, but very few are chosen. Glory to God. Because many can't stand to go through what they got to go through. Because the anointing costs you something. Hallelujah to Jesus, and it ain't cheap. Hallelujah, you may use your whole family, your children. Everything around you may be falling down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The anointing costs something. Hallelujah. Moses was ready. Because, first of all, I am that I am had spoken. It was time. Glory to God. And the Bible says that Moses went into Egypt. He had his staff. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that Moses went before Pharaoh and said, let my people go. Let God's people go. Let them out. Hallelujah. Put apart Pharaoh thinking that he is God. He didn't want to let the people go. God knew he wasn't. He said, I'm going to harden his heart. Harden his heart so he wouldn't do it. So that he could show his tail who he was. Glory, hallelujah. There's a song one time that said, show his tail. Hallelujah. It's the way he showed his love for his people. Glory, God. I'm going to show you how much I love you. I'm going to bring you out with signs, miracles, and wonders. Glory, God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he did many wonders in Egypt. Hallelujah. From the snake eating the other snakes. And from the Nile River, the water turning into blood. There were many things that God did to show and tell and let them know that he was God. He said, I'm going to step down myself. I'm stepping down myself. Because I am that I am. And I am God. And there is no other God. Glory to God. There is no other God. All around the world, people are serving other God. But I am that I am. Glory to God. I am the only God. Hallelujah to Jesus. With all powers in my hand. Glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. God is God. We're serving our houses, our cars, and our child. We're serving our bosses, our husbands, and our wives, and our children. We are serving the true and living God. Hallelujah. We put everything before God. Hallelujah. I am that I am. Oh, glory to God. I am that I am. You're the only God. There is no other. And after God had did all the things that he did in Egypt, it let Pharaoh know, you ain't no God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. God knew. The great I am knew just what to touch for Pharaoh to let the people go. He knew just what to touch. See, when you get ready, see, Exodus, a massive portion of the people. When you come out, somebody else coming out. Glory to God. Some people don't even know that anybody. But they're going to come out when you come out. Glory to God. You're not there for your work to be a day. It's going to be. But glorify the Lord, thou God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's going to glorify the great I am that I am. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Moses was a crook all the day. Because he had the Father on his side. He had I am with him. When he walked before Pharaoh, he didn't walk in there by himself. He walked in there with I am that I am beside him. My glory to God. Hallelujah. The victory was already won. When the physical eyes, they seen it, they felt like Moses was making things worse for them. But God was just showing his power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why we got to stay in their faith, because faith says, I can't see. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Not with my physical eyes, but it's in the spirit. Glory to God. Jesus, we thank you for your holy word. It was in the spirit. That was already done. The day that God sent more forth, it was already done. Hallelujah to Jesus. They had to go through some more stuff, but it was already done. They were coming out. Can't nobody stop what God has for you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't matter what they say. Don't matter what they do. When the time comes and you're coming out, the devil's got an expiration date on whatever he does to get God's people. Hallelujah. And when that time comes on you to come out, hallelujah. But you got to wait. Don't move before time. Don't move. Don't try to bring your own self out. Wait on God. And while you're waiting, glory to God. Know that God is showing your enemy that he is your boss. Because they sitting back and they're looking, your enemy are looking like, how in the world they coming to me? I know what I done did. I know what I done said. I done stabbed them all in the back. I done did all of these things. How in the world? They don't know I am that I am. When you walk in the place, I am that I am. Hallelujah to Jesus. And because he is with me, nothing. By no means shall hurt me. Because why? God is with you. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus, that all of the things that happened in Egypt showed that God was the great I am that I am. That God is God. And there is. Hallelujah. Awesome God we serve. Hallelujah to Jesus. God sends forth the deliverer, and the Bible says, hallelujah, we're running out of time. The Bible says that after the people had seen all of the miracles and all the signs and all the things that God had did, they believed in the prophet Moses, the deliverer, and they knew that God was God. Hallelujah. I am that I am what's in you. I am that I am must be the one that has chosen you, not the world and man, but I am that I am the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you would say this prayer with me, amen. Glory to God. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me all my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus the Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible believing church, get you a Bible, begin to read it, develop your relationship with God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And if you have given your life to on Facebook, hey man, and let me know that you have chose to give your life to Christ today. That should be the best decision you ever made in your life. And you may have to walk this Christian journey with along as far as friends and family, because sometimes they'll throw you to the wayside. But God has promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you. When you give your life to Christ, hallelujah, it's the best thing that you can ever do. Hallelujah to Jesus. I want to welcome you to the body of Christ if you have chosen this day to give your life to the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Know that I am that I am. It's the Almighty God, Jehovah. Hallelujah to Jesus. I am that I am. Hallelujah. Was the God of all gods. Hallelujah. And there is no other. We're going to go ahead and close out with our benediction now to him that is able to keep him from falling, to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be blessed. Amen.